Greetings and salutations. It is me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Thursday, the 21st of May. I am home now after going to the doctor's office this morning. Had a bit of the collie wobbles in the doctor's office. They took the dressing off of my foot. And mind you, I love horror movies. I love blood and gore. And I'm not the type of person that blood and gore and things like that bother me. But for whatever reason, seeing my foot the way it looked, even after my motorcycle accident, I don't remember. Honestly, I really don't remember my, I don't think I had to have stitches out of my shoulder. I think they dissolved. I don't remember. Honest to God. Probably because that grosses me out. There are certain things visually that just make me, you know, want to hurl. And the older I get, the worse I've noticed it's gotten. But I saw my foot. I have two scars. They're long. I'd say about 2, maybe 2.5 inches long on both sides of my foot. Basically, the bone spur that was on my big toe had broken off and slipped in between the joint. And the doctor today said it was like, you know, pea gravel. It was just, it just rubbed, you know, the hole through the cartilage. And he said, you know, it's one thing to have the bone spur removed. It's another thing to have the cartilage having to be trimmed and cut down because it was frayed. There's a concern about the hole, but he didn't really talk about that much today. And the fact that, you know, I have that metal rod sticking out of my little toe, I started to cry. And then I got, I don't think it's an anxiety attack, but my beloved said it was. I was starting to perspire. I was clammy. I was just breathing, you know, where you're... You know, where you're just trying to catch your breath and try to relax, but it's just not working. I just wanted to throw up. He got me a tissue and I was just like, oh God, I can't. I was thirsty. Good thing I brought a bottle of water. And my beloved's like, I've never seen you like this. So squirmish before. I've never experienced that before. Not like that when in a doctor's office. Usually we go in even when you're, hey, I'm fine. You know, that's the first thing they ask you. How are you feeling today? That's a trick question. They want to find out, is she really not feeling well? Or is she, you know, because if you're not really feeling well, most people are going to say, I don't feel good. This is bothering me. My knees bother, blah, blah, blah. I think as we get older, we change into that. Working with senior citizens, I learned you never ask them how they're feeling today. Never, never, unless you're prepared for a long conversation. But anyway, they let my foot kind of air out. It's all bruised. My ankle is swollen. And there's bruising. My toes are bruised. All along the outer side of my foot is all bruised. I did post some, like, 2 pictures on Facebook because it's like, oh my God, did I do this from just walking up and down the stairs yesterday? But he said no. And Saturday, when the swelling was coming down off the surgery, my beloved did call the doctor because I was in so much pain and it felt like there was a rubber band being, you know, in the middle of my foot. So he had cut part of the gauze and the elastic tape that they put around. So I could definitely tell, because then yesterday it was loose, so the swelling had started to go down, but now it's swollen again. Anyway, I have now one of the big black boots that goes up to my knee. It's hard. He said so that the little slipper boot that I had for the first surgery, and I seem to have done all right with it, but this one, I turn my foot outward. I don't want that little ball to be hit, which rotates 360 degrees. I don't know. It spins around. I don't know if it spins around inside the foot. I don't think so. I think it's like a little cap. But, it just grosses me out. And funny how the mind works. And I have this big black boot with the padding and the cushion. But I hate the way it feels, because it just feels so tight across the top of my foot and the sides. I also have a blue boot that is nothing but hard foam, if that makes sense. It's a splint, basically, to keep my foot upright, because when you're laying on your back and you have your blankets on you, because it's been cold lately, it pushes, the weight of the blanket pushes your foot, you know, forward, like as if you were going to accelerate a car, and that's causing pain on my ankle, and it's not allowing for the swelling to go down. So I had to keep my foot straight, and I had been sleeping with my leg outside the blanket, and, kind of like hanging it out, and I slept on my side, because it just, you can't sleep on your back. Ow. The other thing is since I don't have a PCL in this right leg, in my knee, it's causing more problems for me to walk. So the doc said I needed more stability, and that's why I have that stupid boot. I did take some pain pills, and it's funny, because Monday, I think there was one night where I did not sleep at all. I was up all night, literally up all night. And then the next day I fell asleep for about an hour and a half, and I had taken some pain pills. Normally they make me tired and kind of groggy, which I'm on now. And I can tell I'm just kind of, the full effects are going to start kicking in. But the other day I took two, and I was like wired. They didn't work at all. I took half one this morning before I went, because I knew it would hurt, you know, them poking at me. And I could start to feel the effects when I was at the office, and then I took another one, and it made me sleepy. It's just weird how that works on the body. I don't know. I don't know why. But that's where I'm at. And yeah, I've been getting a lot of friends here have called and to check up on me. Most of the stuff I put on Facebook, so keep everybody in the loop. I think that's it. Nothing else. And I did see the assistant surgeon. He saw me as I was leaving the exam room. And I got a good look at him. Makes me wonder if he really does have a foot fetish or something. Because he did say my foot was really nice. And then he said, you have beautiful feet. It makes me kind of wonder. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for listening, guys. Landiness people.